In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. On this final Sunday of Advent, we turn to the mystery of the incarnation of God taking on human flesh. The readings focus on the fulfillment of God's promises and are exemplified in this story of Mary and Elizabeth. We see Mary setting off for Judea to visit her cousin Elizabeth. But why? Was she perhaps questioning that her angelic visitation was somehow untrue, deceptive? But if Elizabeth is showing that she will have a child, 6 months already, John, the baptizer, it would be, there can be no doubt Mary indeed has believed what the Lord told her, and she has seen the proof and acted in obedience. The proper relationship of an obedient servant with God is always one of joy and praise. And so in her song, the Magnificat, as we call it, even though Mary is the one of low estate, she will be called blessed by future generations. So, the word is out. God is doing great things, working in the history of Israel, and now in the future through Jesus. The never-ending compassion of God overflows from generation to generation for those who accept the grace through Jesus Christ. This festive meeting of two of the most significant women in the New Testament, mind you, is called the Visitation. It has captured the fascination of artists from late antiquity onward. And what a picture, far removed from the worldly centers of power and prestige. Two pregnant women of greatly differing ages and circumstances pour forth from their lips God's wondrous plan being unfolded in and through them and their people. What we are hearing is that true Christian religion does not begin at the top, as all other religions do. It begins, one might say, at the low bottom. Women and babies, of all things, were definitely not the top of the heap in those days. Even we can remember still that being so now. It is from this point, however, that the incarnation, where God takes on humanity, that our faith is based. It flows from the point of Mary and Elizabeth's believing. Surprise! Now women and babies will decide the destiny of the world. I think it's always been. They just never acknowledged it. Two women who meet to share the ancient womanly experience of being with child. Advent is a time of waiting. Anyone who's been around a pregnant lady knows what waiting is all about. My cousin was due on the 15th of December and no baby yet. And everybody's like, what's going on? There's an appointment being made now, I think right after Christmas. Mary and Elizabeth are waiting with more than just plain hope, because they have come to see in their ordinary pregnancy that it's a most extraordinary time and circumstances that for the people of Israel and all the generations to follow, we are on the brink of greatness. But first they tend to their own relationship with one another and with God. These two women have found themselves pregnant under the most unusual and unexpected conditions. We're told one is past the age normally for conceiving, and the other is a virgin. So, like women in every place and time, they're going to spend it together, keeping each other company until John is born, learning and praying and perhaps laughing together. What's going on here? As they face the first time childbirth and motherhood. Who could have ever understood such a thing? Who could ever believe it? Who could even let it happen? But Mary says, "Let it happen to me." And she immediately realizes that only Elizabeth will be able to affirm her yes. So for 3 months, Mary and Elizabeth live together, encourage each other to truly accept the motherhood given to them. In their little family community, in this little remote Judean village, with Zechariah, a priest in the household, and I'm sure other kinsfolk, they are comforted, encouraged, and aided. In this Advent season, we in the church need to be keenly aware that together in community ourselves, we can enjoy the promises of God unfolding in our lives. Here in community, we hold each other up when one needs us and one needs encouragement in time of need or support. Yesterday, if you had a chance to help serve or just visit the Jubilee Center, seeing hundreds of people in need come for a wonderful free meal was a thrilling experience. We sweat, we clamor. Carving 8 turkeys is not an easy thing, although this year they kind of just carved themselves and fell apart. But no matter what we were doing, the joy that it brought to people, even if they didn't show it to us, made us feel that joy, made us feel that we were doing what God wanted us to do. We help one another when we search for meaning in life. We rejoice with one another. We walk alongside each other. Because human beings are not meant to go through the tough or the wonderful times alone. Both need to be shared. We are now in the last hours of Advent 2018, on the verge of another Christmas celebration. Can we learn again from Mary to stand expectantly and look out the window, hope's window, to stand expectantly at hope's window? Some of us look back longingly on Christmas past, hoping to recreate better, more secure, less troubled times. But we must never forget that there are folks grieving and depressed and hurting, lonely during the holiday season. I visited a parishioner who will be in the hospital for Christmas, more than likely. Our carry and lay ministry list to the sick and pastoral care has grown to 15 names in the congregation, 10% of our Sunday worship. We are close always to these tragic times, but we continue to sell this story of God's love for us, of God coming to us. We don't have to storm the heavens. He is here. He is with us. The story, once again, to comfort and inspire us, and just always to be there with those who need help in looking forward to hope when there seem to be none. In a world that longs for a gentle peace, a generous sharing of the goods of the earth, a time of quiet, joy, and healing, let us stand by that window with Mary, expectant with hope and filled to the brim with love, because our senses probably are jumbled at times, just like the confusion of the angel's message to Mary and Elizabeth. And we have seen in every moment, though, in their life, whenever there is tender love and forgiveness, promises get made and promises get filled. We sing with Mary, welcoming the goodness of God into the world and into our lives as well. Amen.